Okay, Rabbi Sai. We were just starting to dip our toes into the water of food that's eaten during a Suda. Let's start again from the beginning of the Gemara. Itmar, he veal if named to Einim va'anovim besocha Suda. Amr of Huna to Unim Bracha if named ve'ein to Unim Bracha le'achrayhem. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman tunim bracha lefneim ve'ein tunim bracha le'achreihem. Okay, what? Let's just read Rashi on Rav Huna. As we know, spoiler alert: Rashi is basically the only Rishon who's not going to paskin like Rav Huna. Let's see. Everyone else will paskin Rav Huna, so we'll see this for Rav Huna in great detail. Rashi's not going to pass that way. Rashi says, what's this for Rav Huna to say the bracha beforehand and not afterwards? He doesn't say terribly much. But by contrast, Rav Sheshes, Birchim also only potters me the design and not other things. It seems like Rav Huna thinks Birchim also potters everything. Maybe he just thinks Birchim also is a bracha on all food. After all, Hazan es hakol. Okay, then it says when we say lechem l'chol basar, but it's a bracha on food. So that's why because it doesn't work, but hamotzi is a bracha on bread, and it would not work. Okay, but what is Rav Sheshes? He goes further. He says no. Says Rav Sheshes. Because doesn't work for all foods. It only works for foods that are called muzzle, that are satiating, and fruits are not satiating. Right, the only thing that needs a bracha before and not afterwards, not teen about nothing, is pasav abekisnin. And here we have a fundamental machlokus. What is Rav Sheshes trying to say here about pasav abekisnin? Right. Pasav abekisnin. We'll use that abbreviation a lot. It'll save us a lot of time in the next 2 weeks. Why? What's the fundamental machlokes between Rashi and I think everyone else in the world? Unless you're going to find, tell me you found a cover for Rashi. Right. This is where we left off. What does Rashi say he's talking about? When does it need a bracha rishona and not a chorona?
After the meal
by itself, right? Says Rashi. Not during a suda, and says Tosfos and all the other Rishonim. I don't want to prejudice myself too much. Heksher shel suuda. Okay, maybe you figured out why.
Rashi has a completely different understanding of what Hadar Pasabab Kisnin is.
A completely different understanding from some people, not from all people.
Well, except those people accept his understanding.
I'm not convinced that this is Tali Habaha. You can try to convince me.
Well, otherwise you have to say that he has a different reality of what the hell the Suda was constructed.
Rashi says it's Oblay. No, you can eat Pasav Abekisnin whenever you want. There's no KGB here.
Rashi's interpretation is Shehayu.
Time out. What Pasav Abekisnin means and what they used to do, etc., is one thing. Rashi says they used to eat their Pasav Abekisnin after Birkas HaMazon.
That's right.
And other people assume they used to eat their Pasav Abekisnin before Birkas HaMazon. And Echanami. Okay, that's what he meant. Yeah, Echanami. Not about what shape it is. Rashi assumes, let's say this even better, right? Achar Birkas HaMazon. Basically, when you bench first, you have dessert first in the old days. And Tosos and other Rishonim say explicitly, Kodem Birkas HaMazon. Obviously, who has a much bigger chiddush to say that it does not need a bracha achrona? Rashi, because Kodem Birkas HaMazon, why doesn't need a bracha achrona? Right? Lama, Eino Tzarech, Bracha Achrona. So everyone else in the world will say, because Pirkas Hamazon Potrato. Okay, why Pirkas Hamazon Potrato? There'll be some different formulations. But it makes sense. Yeah, before Pirkas Hamazon, maybe you're guilty of benching. Maybe yes, maybe no. It's complicated, but it's perfectly reasonable for a fishist to say this.
But even Rav Shaitis was remoted to death, which he wouldn't have been.
And a Hanami, you have to explain it possible because it's different, because by Tainim Anovim, unlike Tainim Anovim, that's exactly the context, right? Meaning, again, we're making everyone else look very good, which may be why it's everyone else. But look at the context. Tainim Anovim during a Suda from Rav Sheshes needs Rishona and Achrona, and everything during a Suda needs Rishona and Achrona. Everything, rather, during a Suda that needs Rishona needs Achrona. Except for Pasul Kisnis, the only thing that during a Suda means Rishona, not Achrona. I understand. The Chumbas doesn't need Rishona or Achrona. Rav Sheshes says the grapes need Rishona and Achrona. And the only thing that needs Rishona without Achrona is Pasul Kisnis. It's very unique. Why? All right, while we're here. Fine, let's stick with Tosos.
Everything is blurred.
Everything is blurred.
You don't have the line.
Yeah, okay. Let's, now it's a little less blurry, or not blurry at all. Why? Right? Why is Pas HaBabikistin unique that everything else needs a bracha achrona if it's not, meaning the assumption is it's not super part of the Suda here. Why is it not super part of the Suda? Because it's some sort of snack, dessert, like Tainim Anovim. But even though all the other snack desserts need Rishona and Achrona, Pasul Bekistin only needs Rishona and not Achrona. Why? What makes it unique? What makes it different from Tainim Anovim? And nowadays, what would we add? Different from Tainim and Anovim and marshmallows and candy and, you know, all the other things that we eat. And what makes this different? So, everyone but Tosos says, because it's pot. I understand. It's a kind of pot that's like Tainim Anovim, that you eat it for your sweet tooth and not for filling your belly. But it's still pot. All the other Rishonim, who are all the other Rishonim? The Rashba, I think, says it nicely, and I don't know if I mean a list of who all the other Rishonim are, but I'm pretty sure everyone in the world except for Tosos. Did I make a list? Doesn't matter. Everyone in the world except for Tosos says the Rush and most Rishonim say, because it's fun. It's sort of in between. On the one hand, it's a treat, not a satiating food. On the other hand, it's a treat, not something you eat for nutrition, something you eat for indulging your yetzer hara. On the other hand, it's pot. So therefore, it needs a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona, either because it is the Rush has two formulations, and therefore, the Rush has just two nice formulations. Therefore, either it's more mazon than Tainim Anovim. If we assume the litmus test for Sheshes of what's included in benching is mazon, so Tainim Anovim is sweet and it's not mazon. But here, you can't think about muzzle, because it is a kind of bread. Or, it's more shayach to the suda than Tainim Anovim, right? So basically, I mean, here's a premonition of what we'll talk about a little later. Why are certain things come from a Bishna Muslim? Is it because they're part of they're connected to the meal, and therefore Birkas HaMazon goes with the meal? Or is it because they're just the kind of thing that Birkas HaMazon talks about in and of themselves? So either cookies are what Birkas HaMazon talks about, HaMazon, while grapes are not Muslim, or cookies are more connected to the meal because they're still kind of pass, and grapes are less connected to the meal. That's what most Rishonim say.
Both these reasons apply for Amotzi as well.
And obviously both these reasons do not apply for Amotzi either, because Amotzi is only on bread, and they are not bread, they're possible to kiss them. But there's Muslims on Muzzle. Or because maybe, I mean, again, we're going to say all this, the multi is only things which are tuffle to the bread, and there's a buzzer to anything connected to the suda, perhaps. Okay, but we'll come back to that. Yes?
That means that Amotzi is more specific than Birkat HaMazon.
I mean, that's what Sheisha says about possible kiss then, and Rav Huna Rav Nachman say about Tehman Av also. Yeah, meaning, it's the Yesod and our sugya that everyone agrees that for some nafkamina, Birkat HaMotzi is more specific and Birkat HaMazon more general, at least practically. What the lumdus behind that is, let's just put this on the board now and come back to it.
I think you need a third one there. That you could, there is a situation where you could be Kuvea Suda itself on the path of
I mean, I think that's sort of Bechlal, what we're saying here. That's because it's Pas.
That's not what Tosos says.
No.
I think, did I quote Tosos? I quoted Tosos says something weird.
Right.
What does Tosa say? Why is it possible that Kistin included? First, it means all the rise against Rashi. It's pretty easy to bring rise against Rashi. First of all, this is the only thing that needs Bracha Rishona and not needs, doesn't need Bracha Achrona in the whole world. And what about the context? So what does Tosa say? Let's read Tosa for a second. Halchagam or Chutzim possible of Kistin, Besochasuda, Kodem Berkas Hamazon. Of course you need an alamecha. I mean, no one's koshish for Rashi. I don't even think the briskers are koshish for Rashi. The main cookies, you know, without any other food, I don't need an alamecha. What is so six? It's dover muat. Now, because it's dover muat, I don't need a bracha achrona. Here, it's a little unclear to me what he means, because it's Dover Muat. I don't need a Bracha Achrona. And what about Tehnim HaNoven? They're not a Dover Muat? So,
no,
I don't know if you have shot in Tosos. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, B'pnei Shehu Dover Muat, it doesn't need a Bracha. Now, of course, if we eat it by itself, it would need a bracha achrona. But in the meal, because it's davar muad, it doesn't need a bracha achrona. What it was seemed to say, a small thing is bottled to the meal. A big thing wouldn't be bottled to the meal for Birkas HaMazon. But a small thing, it's something small is bottled to something big, and therefore it's included in the Birkas HaMazon. Right? I mean, that's what he seems to say. I'll read it again.
We kind of thought, that the Suda B'toch Suda. That Moses is talking about, like a play within a play.
But then,
if you have a large amount, you're making two sudas in one.
But why say because it's a davar muat?
Because if it's a big thing, it's a suda by itself. It's a thing by itself.
Okay.
I actually don't think that Moses is any different than the Rabbi Shonen. He's just pointing out something else. He's pointing out that it's not going to be. Tanimah wouldn't fall into the pot because of other reasons.
Okay, so here is, I tend to agree with Yehuda, even though I can't prove it. The Matos says Dover Muat. He doesn't mean, well, possibly because it is Muat, as opposed to Tanim Vanovim, which are Meruba. Maybe any small sweets you eat are bottled to the meal, because small is bottled, and any big sweets you eat are not bottled to the meal. And so maybe, so I'm not sure. If someone wants to prove it, they can. If Chaim wants to look in his thing, he'll tell me it's a machlok between the someone and the someone. No one talks about Tosos, no one cares. Okay, if they would care, it would be a machlok between someone and someone.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is Tosos saying, like, in terms of what it's made up of, is he saying, like Rashi, egozim shkedim u'machalamuat? In other words, a little bit of mizonos. Not enough for a bracha achrona.
But it's enough for a bracha achrona if you eat it not during a meal. In that respect, he argues on Rashi, right? He admits, if I stam eat it, I say a bracha achrona. He's rejecting Rashi, he says. But not after Birkas HaMazon Avad, I say bracha achrona. So he's not going that far. So it's not clear to me, Sarach Ian, whether he means that Pasavah B'Kistinim is Ma'at but Tainim va'anavim are harbe. And there's just a rule. Whether things are bottled to birchas hamazon when they're sweets depends if they're a lot or a little. Or what Yehuda would say is he really means the other Rishonim. He's just adding on one additional tonight. That because it is pas anyway, and it's just like a little. So a little of this pas and a lot of that pas, the little pas is bottled to the big pas. Or, and I tend to think you're right, because like, how did he know that you ate a lot of tainim anavim? What about people who eat a little tainim anavim? Then he says, no, a stam person eats a lot of tainim anavim, we go by the stam. I don't know, maybe he knew. Then Deis Chazal, whoever had tainim anavim, every dessert you ate a lot of, except for cookies. But I think that maybe what he really means is, kemo sharishonim, with an additional tanai, that, you know, let's say pas sug al sug, you know, aleph. Maybe I should say sug bet, right? Pas sug a muat is a batel to pas sug b meruba. But obviously only to this pas. That's his main point. I think that's what Yehuda was trying to say. Okay, so we can leave this absurd. And in any case, this is the other Rishonim. I want to point out one super important halacha l'maisa question, which I'm going to come back to and I'm not going to deal with yet, because that's going to tie into two sugyos and dafna beis and aleph. But koden birchas hamazon that Rav Sheshet says you have to, that Rav Sheshet says before Birkas HaMatzon, you have to make your Birkas Rishona on, I mean, this is what we do all the time, right? I don't know about you, but in my house, on Shabbos, before Birkas HaMatzon, we eat pasta baba kissin. I bet you do also. Cake, cookies, that's what most people do on Shabbos, no?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I don't know if you should do it on the weekdays, right? Because on the weekdays, it's too many calories. But on Shabbos, you're splitting it between two neshamas, so it's not so much. So it's no big deal. So we all do this. Okay, so what should we do? I'm not going to answer this question. Sorry. Hopefully you do. You have a pattern of what you've been doing. You did Aseh L'Charav at some point in your life. So before we answer this question and see what we think is the best answer, it'll take us another 2 weeks. We have to learn all of Daf and Beis and Aleph, and maybe Daf and Beis and Beis. But do I say what do I do for the cake in my dessert on Shabbos? Do I say a bracha rishona ve'achrona? Do I say a bracha rishona not a bracha achrona? Do I not say any brachos? So here Rav Sheshet says, I say a bracha rishona but not achrona on cake / cookies, you know, whatever pasul v'kistin is. I don't know, we're not pasuking yet. I'm just... This is such a complicated sugya that to get the halacha l'maisa, I'll have to say sometimes we're going to get the halacha l'maisa, sometimes we're just going to give us material to use later. But there are two cases that could be before Birkas HaMazon, based on Rav Papa's terminology. Is Rav Sheshet talking about before Birkas HaMazon, or what is my question? Besoch or achar, right? Does he mean besoch, or does he mean achar? That's a very valid question, right? Does he mean besoch asuda, or does he mean achar asuda? Right?
So maybe before the suda. A lot of people do that too.
Nah, when he says kolin birkas hamazon, it's hard. I mean, let's assume he's not talking about before this. You're right, but let's assume he's not talking about before the suda, because that doesn't come up in our sugya, right? I know the Rashba brings it up, but it doesn't come up in our Gemara. So it's an interesting question. What does he mean? Does he mean toch asuda? Or does he mean achar hasuda? Right? What is Tosfos Lashon? Betoch hasuda kodem birkas hamazon. Now it's a little funny. He says kodem birkas hamazon. If it was toch hasuda, I don't know why he needs to also say kodem birkas hamazon. But just to contrast with Rashi, let's assume. Tosfos language is toch hasuda, and the Hagos Maimonios that was in the brackets, that's a long Hagos Maimonios. It's a very important halachah, Hagos Maimonios was in the brackets. Yeah. Halacha l'maisa, because a lot of shitas are only explicit there, and like, oh, the Mordechai / someone else says more or less, but the real halacha l'maisa lines are only explicit in the Hagos Maimonios. But this is Tosfos and Hagos Maimonios. This is the Rush, the Rashba, and Shah Rishonim. Right? They all say, no, he's talking about after the Suda, because Tocha Suda, you wouldn't need a bracha at all. Okay, then let's come back to this. Let's put this in our pocket when we want to figure out whether to make brachas on cakes, which I already did put on the Makorah sheet, but the Halach L'maisa, but maybe that's not the last word. We're going to come back to this. Right? That's an interesting question, but we can't analyze all the interesting questions right now. So let's go back to Rashi. Rashi is super duper mysterious here. Anyone who doesn't think Rashi is mysterious here should just leave now. If you think you've solved the mystery, that's fine. But Rashi is super mysterious because what does Rashi say? You eat cookies, right? What were these? I don't know exactly.
Oblay.
Yeah, so oblay. So like everything, it's a little hard to figure out exactly what this, what he means by the oblay. There's some ambiguity. There are different kinds of oblay. The oblay, apparently the first use of the word oblay was for, I don't feel comfortable. In this context, being too graphic or explicit, but the communion wafers. The original oblay was the matzah that the other guys eat in their church. That's supposed to be the body of someone or other, which was a sort of flat unleavened bread. I don't think it was particularly tasty. It was a ritual. But then oblay became generally dessert. And oblay is some sort of like pressed blila ova cake, plus pressed blila ova cake. And Rashi says, I'm going to assume when Rashi says Tash and Yilosha and Tavlin Kain Obli Shalanu, he means his Obli Shalanu was Yilosha and Tavlin, meaning in church, I assume they didn't, but at home, you'd make the Obli, basically you press between two plates, the dough, the thick dough, and you make it into sort of a thin cookie, but it was some sort of cookie.
It's thicker than crackers?
I'm not sure. What?
Is it what we call biskvitin?
It could be what we call biskvitin. Anyway, that was the sort of the oblay that Rashi's talking about. So let's assume it's a. It was clearly sweet. It wasn't like our crackers.
I don't think you have too much chemical because I knew a bakery that felt something like that. It was a lot of fruit.
Great.
And nuts.
Okay. Anyway, so it's some sort of right. They also had fruit or nuts. It's not exactly our lotus biscuits, or tea biscuits, but it is some, let's assume it is some sort of biscuit. Now, what does Rashi say? If you eat a biscuit, you don't say bracha achrona. Now, Tosos and everyone says, chas v'shalom, what does Rashi mean by you don't say bracha achrona? You don't say alamichi, you still say bar nefashas, but we know the Bahamian always calls low plum, so it's not the end of the world to say that not making bracha achrona means bar nefashas. But that's still maraps and agri. Since when do I eat biscuits, I eat cookies, and I don't say alamichi? It's the craziest thing ever. And Rashi explains himself. He says, after all, pas oriz and dochen, I make bezonos and alamichi. Okay, but that's because oriz and dochen. But what does he explain? He says, it's actually interesting. They make them the shape of tziporin and ilonos, right? I guess this is like animal crackers, minotaur minayin. But he says, you put in a lot of spices and nuts, and you only eat a little. They didn't require an alamechia. Why not? So,
maybe it doesn't have a shear of kemach. Is there so many nuts and fruits and all
that? So who says that? Who says that? I'll give you a clue, someone on the Makorah sheet. This is the tzlach? No, that's not the tzlach. Try again.
Rashi Yosef.
So this is the Rashi Yosef. Who is the Rashi Yosef?
No, I got it here.
Who's the Rashi Yosef? The prima gun. The Rashi Yosef is the prima gun on Shas. So says Rashi Yosef,
You know, like the yeshiva shesafik we have nowadays?
I hear it too. The dogon is mute.
No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying it's less than a gzeis. Okay. You don't have the Rosh Yosef in there?
No.
It was on the...
Yeah, I know, but maybe we shouldn't believe the Makoros if it's not in the Masifta.
No.
You know, no. What do you trust? What it says in the Masifta or your own lying eyes? So says the Rosh Yosef, this is the classic yeshiva shesafik, right? Which we'll get to. When I eat cookies, does only the kemach count for gzayis? I think we discussed this once, but very briefly. We said we'd get back to it. Or does the whole cookie count for gzayis? Mm-hmm. Big nafkaminix, if anyone ever made cookies, you don't put in so much kemach. You make bread, you put in a lot of kemach. You make cookies, you don't put in so much kemach. So that's a famous yeshivisha suffix, which in the yeshivisha velt, they're no hag to be machmir be suffix. Says Rosh Yosef, maybe Rashi holds, he's not necessarily paskin, it's just Rashi, we don't hold like Rashi anyway. Maybe Rashi holds like the tzad, that's maybe the poshup shot in the Shulchan Aruch, and that you only count the kemach. So says Rashi, there's so many other things in Macholam Mu'at, meaning you only eat a little of it. You eat, one or two cookies. And it's almost all the other ingredients. It has so little kemach that in the Mu'at you eat the kemach of less than a gzayis. And that's why there's no bracha achrona, because it's pachas mikashir. Maybe Rashi doesn't even mean that you say a bor nefashos like Tosfos accused him of. Maybe he means you say no bracha achrona at all. I mean, unless he hopes to say bor nefashos less than a gzayis, but it doesn't matter. Rashi just says no alamechia. So says the Rosh Yosef.
We have all the fruit and the nuts too.
What? Okay, you're right. So you have to say an avodah nefashos for them. Pachos mikazayas. There's pachos mikazayas dogon. And that's why he emphasized there's so many other things, and you only eat a little, so you end up with pachos mikazayas dogon.
How would that work? You make a mochi Shabbos at night, and you eat a kazayis with bread. There's water, there's eggs, there's yeast, there's all kinds of stuff in it. You're not eating a kazayis with flour.
Aha. So, so we'll come back to that. But, first of all, so I think a lot of folks can say, so don't count the eggs and don't count the sugar. But the water, everyone assumes you would count because that's part of the definition of lechem. You don't need mamish exais dagan. This is not so explicit in the Mechaber, but in the modern day farm, I forget where, but I can find it. I'm sure if I look for it, says you count the water, and therefore, so fine, you have two kazais and mechal, and you end up with exais, not the adubos.
So Tosa also says no more, so why don't you take that parishion to Tosa also?
Because Tosos admit that if you ate that same Dover Mu'at outside of a Suda, you would say Bracha Achaz Mein Shalosh.
It sounds like we're saying because generally it has Pachol Mikazayas.
What?
It sounds like we're saying because generally it has Pachol Mikazayas. Generally it's Dover Mu'at.
I'm saying this is the Rosh Yosef shot. Now it's not so poshut because why doesn't Rashi just say it's less than Kazayas if that's what he means? You know, like that would be a very easy thing to explain. Right? Just say there's no sheer Kazayas of Dagon. And he compares it to pas oras and pas dochan, which have nothing to do with the shear. That's just the type of material they are. So it's still a little... I'm not convinced that this is the right pshat in Rashi. If Rashi meant to say less than kazayis, he could have said so much simpler. And he wouldn't have to bring in pas oras and pas dochan. Like, why do you need examples of, that's an example, and not everything that's mazonos has halamechia and a chanami. And if I eat one nibble of cookie, I already know it's mazonos and halamechia. We all know that pasuk gashir is mazonos and halamechia, chamotzi and apri chamoso, and it's hadama and not the burn nefashos. There's no chiddush there. So I'm not convinced that that's what Rashi. The tzlach takes a different approach. The tzlach says that. I mean, he doesn't explain himself terribly well. He says, remember anything that has chamesh mini dogon, varchalo bor mini mazonos, the top, and etc., all the other ingredients are bafal to the kemach for bracha rishona. But for bracha achrona, the kemach is bafal to everything else. Okay, there's a difference in terms of, basically, what he's saying is the rule of kol sheyesh bo only applies for bracha mishona, which is all it said. Kol sheyesh bo chesbinim v'varcha lo bar minim zonos. It never said that rule for bracha achrona. For bracha mishona, you have the rule of kol sheyesh bo, for bracha achrona, you don't have the rule of kol sheyesh bo. And therefore, in bracha achrona, you say, look, it's mostly not shivas aminim. And then it's like pasor and dochan, which is not shivas aminim, and wouldn't get... So that is, you know, that's a big chiddush. And then he says, what does that do with machala muat? What does that do with machala muat? Just say, oh, there's no rule of kol sheyesh bo for bracha achrona. So then this is where the tzlach is a little nidchak. He says, ah, Rashi means you didn't eat enough to be chayv in benching d'oraisa v'yachalta v'zavata v'rachta, because if it had been d'oraisa, then you would have had to go by the dagon, because dagon's d'oraisa and everything else is not d'oraisa. But once we're not dealing with d'oraisa, then the dagon is bato for bracha achrona. Again, that's a little bit of a dachuk way to read Rashi. Says the tzlach, he says that l'enyan bracha rishona hakol batel lekemach, but le'inyan bracha achrona hakemach batel letavlin v'chuli bitnai shelo medubar b'chiyov de'oraisa. Because a d'oraisa has never bottled through d'rabbanan. So if you eat enough to be sabeya, but since it's only machala muat, therefore it's only a benching d'rabbanan. Basically, a benching d'rabbanan versus a burn of fashas d'rabbanan. The benching d'rabbanan is bottled the burn of fashas d'rabbanan. Okay, this is a big finish. Why should there be a different rule of what's bottled to what?
Why didn't he eat that? Why couldn't he just say
you covered tafel? That's tafel. Okay, say tafel. Fine. I'll say tafel.
No, but the first one has a separate meaning.
You're right. He says the word tafel. You're right.
So that's very.
And what he seems to be saying is that for bracha achrona, you go by what's ikur, what's tafel. Come on, we all know the ikur is the tavlin, etc. But for bracha rishona, then there's a special rule that you say mazonos and anything that is kemach, and you don't say the rule of ikur tafel. He doesn't explain why the rule of mazonos is different from the rule of ala michya. The only thing I can think of is that ala michya really depends on being from the shiva minim of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you really have to go by the role, by the main ingredient, because if it's not shiva minim of Eretz Yisrael, it's not shiva minim of Eretz Yisrael. Mazonos is a special rule that anything that is kemach gets the bracha mazonos, because mazonos is not only about a certain min. Mazonos is about a certain kind of food. So in mazonos, which is about a certain kind of food, therefore, whatever is kemach is the kind of food called mazon. In bracha achrona, which is about being from the seven species mentioned in the pasuk, then you have to say, is the ikar the seven species mentioned in the pasuk or not? That's the tzlach. It's a little dochuk in machol amuaf that he's dealing with birchas mazon d'oraisa, but that's what he says. I'll just, before I take questions and go on to the shir, I thought maybe you could say something a little different, which was that there's a difference between mazon, but I'm not sure, versus michiv, which may be more meduyk in Rashi, versus michiv v'kalkala. Michiv v'kalkala is about a certain degree of nutrition. Michiv v'kalkala. You know what? Even any amount of food that really gives you the proper nutrition, which comes from dagon, is michiv v'kalkala. But look at this. This is the kind of food that it's mostly not grain. It's mostly these not so nutritive things, sugar, etc., which are not such michiv v'kalkala. And you generally eat a little of it, so it's not like you get like a good loaf of bread out of it. So maybe Rashi thinks, and this is a chiddush, that the bracha achrona. It's what am I saying here? But the tzlach saying, I'm adding for the tzlach. This is just the type of food. The type of food is, it's a kind of pas. And this is whether it is mainly from the shivas haminim. The type of food, yeah, it's a funny kind of pas, same as onos. It's a kind of funny kind of grain food called same as onos. Because we don't care about shivas haminim. In bracha achrona, we care about shivas haminim. Come on, there's so little shivas haminim. Just then he said, machol amuad is the throw in the d'oraisa. What I'm going to say is that maybe the bracha achrona, this is a chiddush, the bracha achrona al michiv al kalkala is not on a shivas haminim. It's not because of the shivas haminim, especially if you hold that kos achita says a burn of fashos. The bracha achrona is not because it's shivas hamigdal. The bracha achrona is because it's mechil v'kalkala. Now I understand. There's not a peros which is not mechil v'kalkala. That's on peros. But the bracha achrona chazal meritati. Look, he's only hinting newer. When chazal made the takana, when chazal made the takana of bracha achrona v'al mechia, they only made it on mechil v'kalkala, on life support. That's a very confusing phrase. But that's basically what it means, right? On mechi v'chalkala, on something that gives us our basic nutrition. Anything made of grain is mechi v'chalkala, unless it's mostly not grain, and you mostly eat so little of it that you have, if there's so little grain in each cookie, and you only eat one or two cookies, so you get so little grain. When you get so little grain, you can't call it mechi v'chalkala. You can call it mazon. Mazon is a type of food, but it can't be mechi v'chalkala. And then Rashi eats, I think, more smoothly. What are the two factors? The two factors are because there's very little grain per cookie, and you eat very few cookies. Between that, it's not the kind of food which is a staff of life, which is mechia v'kalkala. So I thought you could say, if you wanted to be sort of most just wedded to Rashi's lashon, ulei yesh lomar de eino mechia v'kalkala. Kevan de ochel kolkach me'at dagan, because it's mostly tavlin, etc., and you only eat a little. And I don't care how much you eat right now. That's the general kind of food. They didn't make alamicha on foods which don't give you real nutrition. And cookies don't give you real nutrition. If everyone ate 100 cookies, they would give you good nutrition. They would just also give you sugar. If cookies were mostly flour with a little tiny taste here and there, then even if you only eat a little, it would give you nutrition. Since cookies are very little flour and you eat very little of them, then they're not things that generally give people nutrition, so they can't be called mechia v'kalkala. Because mechia v'kalkala is a stronger lashon than muscle. Okay, that's what I think might be most important in Rashi, but you can take it or leave it.
Okay, Rashi says at the beginning something very interesting. He says, l'charcha achilav v'kakam mazon. He doesn't say anything about suda. He mentions eating and decision to grab mazon. Now, we're just deducing from that the fact that the suda is over. But what if you say, and this is why Mulami says, this is why also why Tosfot actually comes in and says, betoch is betoch a suda, but meaning it's betoch but not in. You could say that the suda according to Rashi is still going on. Rekat mazon is a part of it. You make rekat mazon, you finish eating. However, the kids, it has to be muat because then it can be. That you still need to recover mazon, small recover mazon, but then
you think you go to the bigger mazon that you said beforehand?
So, meaning you're still part, it's still part of the larger meal. You still need a bread for sure.
But it's not a larger meal. You just ate.
that would be a thing, and probably because I ate that. You walk in, you have a probably because you have a bread of,
you think Rashi would admit to Tosos that if I eat a cookie, I say alamechia, just not if I eat it after benching?
No, I think he's specifically, because why else, then he would be obvious, then he would say all these things. He's talking specifically about a suda. He's talking about the function.
No, because that was the lemaisa what they did. He's trying to explain the language of Baba Kistin. Why is it Baba Kistin?
It's the function of where it is in the suda and where it usually is. And also, it's not the Rashi's betoch. Rashi's betoch is where it usually is.
What?
The
Baha'i. Yeah, but okay, that's already mamish part of Birkas HaMazon. This is a big step further. No agrees with that, Rashi. Good. That's okay. I hear your taina. I'm not buying it, but I hear the taina. Okay. One quick question, then we'll go back to her.
First of all, there is such a seat that the Rav Gamliel held that you are yotze the bracha me'ang shalosh after Birkas HaMazon if you bench on yayin, the seat of Rav Gamliel. The Tosfos brings up the problem that you could be yotze the bracha achrona for the wine that you drink after the meal. So it's not so strange.
But that's what Adi was saying. I mean, the Bahag who says benching is he's yotze the kosher because I'm awesome. Yes.
The other thing maybe Rashi thinks that he's insisted that the whole Gemara is working with Peter Betalta here. So Rashi could be just saying that even Bracha Min and that Bracha Rona doesn't require you don't require Alamichia after because it's tough. The whole Kiddush is by the Bracha Rishon.
Tough to what?
Tafel to do the egozim or whatever.
Okay, that's a slach.
Well, but different than the slach. I'm saying that here even would be doraisa zikor v'tafel. And the whole thing is got to be bracha rishona. That's why it's domek to ores.
Yeah, no. In a chenami, the reason why the slach has to say it would be different is doraisa is to explain why Rashi cures that machal amuat.
Mal chamur because it's tefil again.
No, but if I eat 10 cookies, it would also be tefil.
No, but it's tefil to the, it's tefil. No, we're not.
Here. Okay, unless you want to say it means mal chamur, there's very little flour in each cookie, but I think that's too tefil. No. Okay, let's leave that.
He says, we're talking Suda from the Kavim Razon.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Why would he say that? It's the strangest Lashon. Thanks for saying it twice.
Okay, so either
he's pointing out something in Rashi. That's the whole. That's what he's pointing out. I don't even think it's that bad. All right, it's like a very.
All right, let's leave that Petzorchian for now.
Rebbe, this one, my point is at least to understand the comparison to Oruz Medochan, because there's no Havamina that at least at the end of it, there's no Havamina that Oruz Medochan have to make all the mitzvot, and that's what the whole chiddush is that you make all the mitzvot.
Right, for the tzlach, the comparison to Oruz V'Dochen is really nice, because it's also not Shivas Aminim, even though it's right. Mizonos, and maybe I would say it's not Mechim V'Kalkalim, even though it's Mizonos. That depends on the quote of the Rishonim and Achronim, how nutritive Oruz V'Dochen is in the eyes of Chazal. Okay, but now I want to go back to a little more close sight. There's a third sheet of Atein of another, and then we'll get to Paskin. Please, Rav Chia. They argue Rav Chia, the Amar Rav Chia, Paspoteres komine maichol, v'yayin poter komine mashkem, we'll come back to the yayin. But he says Paspoteres everything, that's a third sheet. Rav Huna of Nachman says that you need a bracha Rishona on the fruits and not Achrona. Rav Sheisha says you need Rishona and Achrona. Rav Chia says Paspoteres everything. Therefore, you don't need any bracha on fruits. How to be Paskin? Definitely not like Rav Chia. Amar Papa Hilchasa. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we have a Hilchasa. Now everything's going to be clear. Devar Maboy Machmas Hasuda. There are three levels. Machmas Hasuda, Soch Hasuda, Ein Tunim Bracha Lo Lefneim Velo Lachreihem. Vishalom Machmas Hasuda, Soch Hasuda, Tunim Bracha Lefneim, Ein Tunim Bracha Lachreihem. Laachar Hasuda, Tunim Bracha, Bein Lefneim, Bein Leachreihem. Okay. Is he passing like Rav Sheshes or like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Machlokas between
Rashi
versus. Okay, who's on Rashi's side?
No, wrong.
I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah's on Rashi's side. I don't think that Balamor is on Rashi's side. Let me take that back. Rabbeinu Yonah is not on Rashi's side. Okay, I'm not taking it back. Rabbeinu Yonah's not on Rashi's side. Rabbeinu Yonah is not on Rashi's side. Who's on Rashi's side? The Baha'i. The only chavar Rashi has that I know of is the Baha'i. Okay, maybe Masifta knows more. And who's on Tosafot's side? I just gave it away. Everyone else in the world. Okay, in terms of whether we pass like Rav Sheshes or Rav Huna or Rav Nachman, I understand the details are a little different, right? Meaning, what are Te'enim Va'anovim B'Soch Hasuda? Right? So, you understand, everyone but Rashi says, well, Te'enim Va'anovim B'Soch Hasuda, if they're not Machas Hasuda, they're B'Soch Hasuda, that's our Papa's middle category. Middle category, you need a Bracha Rishona, not a Krona, that's our Huna or Rav Nachman. And Tosafot even points out, in this little in-between two different Maschels, that the low time of appreciation, it makes sense we should pass super papa pass like Ravuna Rav Nachman, because they are the Rabbim against the Yachid. But the Rashi says, strangely enough, that Tainim Nam Besoch Hasuda is what Rav Papa calls Lachar Hasuda, which is a big fish, right? And therefore, Tehinanam Sofasudi, Nibrach Rishona, and Acharonim, we pass in like Rav Sheshes. Okay, how does that work out? You have two fun, meaning there's many different ways of understanding Rav Papa. But there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding Rav Papa, which is, what is Achar Asuda? Is Achar Asuda referring to the, what's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosos? Do the words Achar Asuda refer to the, to the type of food or to the point of time, which is the pasuk shot of the words, right? Is achar asuda referring to machmas asuda? Is certainly referring to the type of food or the way you're eating it. Is achar asuda referring to the timing? Tosos and Moshe Shonim, or She does yachta the Rashi and the Bahag is Akhra Suda referring to the type of food. So let's just put this on the board. What does Rapapa say? Right? He has three categories. This is Machmas HaSuda, Besoch HaSuda, right? No bracha. This is Shalom Machmas HaSuda and Besoch HaSuda. You need bracha Rishona and not bracha Achrona. And this is Achar HaSuda. Right, there's some ambiguity here, which is about, which I don't argue about.
Explode again.
Achar Suda, Machmas HaSuda. Where's the board? It seems to be blurry again.
Yeah, try with the line.
You wonder why people once believed in magic.
No magic.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. 1 second. Okay. Okay, says Rashi and the Bahag. Says Rashi and the Bahag. What is Machmas HaSuda? What is Machmas HaSuda B'soch HaSuda mean according to Rashi? Let's just start with Rashi. Okay? What does Rashi think this Machmas HaSuda means? L'lafes es hapas. What does it mean? Shalom Machmas HaSuda? The Soch HaSuda? Not the Lafes, but the Mazon L'Sofa. And what does Achar Suda mean? What? He doesn't really explain.
Usually not even the Suda.
Right. First of all, it doesn't mean it comes after the Suda. It means the
type of food
usually eaten after a Suda, regardless of when it's eaten, right? But Kigon Peros, right? Sweets. And therefore, we're passing like Rav Sheshes, according to Rashi, right? Bahalacha Kirav Sheshes. That's Rashi's big Kiddush. Time makes no difference whatsoever. No, not meaning of timing. It's just what kind of food it is. It's a food that the laf is a pass. That's bottle to the pass legamri. It's a food that's for mutton and sova. You have to say it for a rishona, but it's a food in benching. If it's a sweet, then, and the Bahag says basically the same thing. Says the Bahag. He says, Kishari hamotzi patra lu rifta lahom rifta l'chaminim z'achtam b'rifta mi b'rkasav lo tzark l'vruchei alayhu. Anything eaten with bread is patra. For Amar Papa Hilsa, what does Amar Papa say? Here's Hilsa. Dvar ha-machta suda b'socha suda kigon bisar kvari kominim b'shulid d'arkai l'meichel b'hu rifta v'yarki l'tzini. Ein tu'un b'rach l'ofeim v'lochreim. Dvar ha-mam shalom achmas l'suda b'socha suda kigon chavitza b'daisa tu'un b'rach l'ofeim ein tu'un b'rach l'achreim. Dvar ha-mam l'achra suda v'nechon l'achra suda kigon tamre v'rimene rimone v'shar megadi sweets. They normally come after the Suda, but you decide to eat them in the Suda. Right? It's not talking about eating anything after the Suda. You're all eating the Besoch HaSuda. There is no category of Besoch HaSuda after the Suda. There's just three different kinds of foods. So one thing which is a little ambiguous in Rashi, I must admit, I mean, the one thing which I think is a difference between Rashi and the Bahag is, I mean, not 100% clear. What's the Rashi's, Tos says a gazillion tainas on Rashi. One of the tainas, which the Rush has on Rashi, is, hold on a second, you have things you eat with bread. You have things you eat just for mazon and sova. And then you have things that are sweets. What about things that are not... Let me read you from the Rush. The Rush has an interesting kasha on Rashi. There's a few, but we'll get back to that. What does he say? He says here, one second. Says the yeah, here we are. Here we are. Sorry. one of his many Hashem Rashi is the old basar v'dagim u'beitzim u'gvina. How about basar and dagim u'beitzim u'gvina, which Rashi leaves out? Shalom alaf is looking after the eating without bread, not in a sandwich, not in a lafa, not in a, just you're eating stam. Lo shmina rapap madinam. Rapap left them out because it's not like the davar of socha suda. He's like, what about meat and cheese? Where's that fit in for Rashi? Says Rashi left them out. Okay, so it's an interesting question. Where does that fit in for Rashi? Like things that I usually eat with bread, not like daisa. Daisa you don't usually eat with bread. Usually eat daisa instead of bread, right? Like what does it say in beitza? Now it's a little funny because it's criticizing the Babylonians. And these are Babylonians. Yeah. It's stupid when people eat bread with porridge. Because porridge is instead of bread, not in addition to bread. So what about meat and stuff you eat separately from bread? Where do you think Rashi would have put that? In the first, second, or third category?
First.
The... he says, what about, I'll read you again, and, it works so hard to find it. He says, Rashi left something out. What about, things like basar and dagam and beitzim and gvina, if that you eat by themselves. For a papa never told us what their din is. And therefore, how can a papa leave it out? Means he puts things you spread on your bread. He puts daisa and kruf. He puts peiros, but he never told us about meat and fish and cheese and eggs. So where would those fit for Rashi? So it's true, Rashi never discussed them, right? Rashi never discussed them explicitly. It's not, what does he mean by that? He means things which you could eat with bread, but you happen to not eat with bread now. That's not so clear in Rashi. It's just things you eat with bread, things you don't eat with bread. How about things you might eat with bread but happen not to? So that's a little ambiguous in Rashi.
You thought that Rashi thought falafel and only a falafel when you put it in the pita?
Right. What if, meaning, what if I put have the what if I put the shawarma meat
in the pita
next to the bread? If I put the shawarma meat in the pizza, that's the first category. That's falafel tapas. If I have something that no one ever puts in bread, like oatmeal, you ever you see an oatmeal sandwich? You ever see oatmeal in a waffle or a pita or anything? I'm going to assume not. So.
You put the gravy in the meat. I mean, you do things like that.
No, but I'm saying, so Rossi's second category is things which you don't put in a sandwich or a pita, like oatmeal. His first category is things that are in the pita.
It's not exclusively those things.
So what about things that you could put in the pizza or the sandwich, but don't? Roast beef. You can have a roast beef sandwich, but I'm eating roast beef on the plate. You can have a shawarma in a laffa, but I'm eating it on the plate. You can have falafel balls in the pita, but I'm eating it on a plate. Where did that go, according to Rashi?
It's only eaten with bread, though. You take a bite of bread, a bite of this, but nobody take a bite of oatmeal and a bite of bread.
Okay. I'm saying Rashi's ambiguous. Rashi's chavr, the Bahag, is not ambiguous, I don't think. What does Rashi's, what does the Bahag say? The Bahag says, Kum bisra v'kvari fish, v'chom mine bishul d'arkshay, d'arkhayu l'mechel b'rifta, v'yarki b'utzini. Ain't tuna, he says, d'arkhayu l'mechel b'rifta, ain't tuna brach l'ofneim v'lo l'achreihem, as opposed to chavitza and daisa. It seems from the Bahag, like, as long as I would usually eat it with bread, even if I eat it without the bread, that still makes it into the first category. And Rashi, it's ambiguous. It's hard to say for sure. But let's...
says the same thing.
What?
Says the same
thing. What is Rabbeinu, where's Rabbeinu Hanan?
On the side of the Gemara.
You have Rabbeinu Hanan on the side of your Gemara?
That's what we learned together.
That's what we... What I put out from...
Whoa, look at that. Now I what do you call that?
That's come from
I have FOMO, right? Now I have FOMO. My Gemara doesn't have Rabbeinu Hanan.
That's come from one of the new shows.
The article.
Yeah? Okay, I mean, I have it in my Otsar Gaonim. It's a leak of unless this is a... Okay, in any case, what does Rabbeinu Hanan say? Perish called Dover, Babasu Rasuda, Machas, the Rishon didn't put Rabbeinu Hanan there, did they? They quoted the Aruch, they quoted the Bahag, they quoted themselves. But Kigon Mine Tavshilim Kayotrin the Avidi Lamilfas Behen, Ancient and Brahman Dane Lakram, Yeshua Filo Namadin Zmancha for the Milfas of the Dice Kayotrim. He says even no, he's like Tosfos. He says the second category is Peros.
Yes, but the first category includes the rush of the dog image.
Correct, but once you're like Tosfos, that's a different Pasha. It's only an interesting question for Rashi. Okay, so in any case, even if now you eat it separately, at least according to the Bahag, and Rashi, I admit the Rashi is a good taina. He was ambiguous. Okay, he thought it was obvious what he meant. It's just not obvious. Mustafa Rashi wasn't leaving it out. He thought it was obvious what he meant. It's just not obvious to us what he meant. You'll see the contrast in a moment. That's Rashi. What do all the other Rishonim say? Interestingly, there are two drachim in the other Rishonim, which is why someone said Rabbeinu Yonah holds like Rashi, which... some ambiguity in some slight sense. Let's see what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, anyone want to help me out with Tosfos? And who agrees with Tosfos? I have on my list only from people on the sheet. Rashi, Tosfos, Rush, Raivin, and Iri all take this approach. You can tell me if you disagree when you see the contrast. What does Tosfos say? He says, we're talking about the third category is timing. Only the first two are different types of food. And what are the two different types of food? Exactly, a meal food, right? Mazon l'sofa. They're all different formulations, but they're all trying to say a real ikar suda mazon l'sofa food. Muslim food. Anything that's a real nutritive food, including daisa? Pasha that. And that's what Rabbeinu Hanan is like. Tosfos. I'll put Rabbeinu Hanan here. Even though he wasn't on the course, because I... But the... And what's the second category?
Who's eating the other and not Muslim soda?
Exactly. These are sweets, right? Figo and peros. And therefore, the halacha is Rav Nachman / Rav Huna, right? Halacha like Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Okay, maybe we should put them both, right? After all, Tosso says, Rav Papa passed that way because of the roof. And what's the third category?
After the meal, before we're going to go
on. Yes, literally after the meal. It's about the timing. After the meal, before Birkat HaMazon. I finished the meal, but I didn't say Birkat HaMazon yet. Okay, that is Tosfos. And then it's very simple. There's two kinds of food and two time periods. Okay, that's a little ambiguous. What about the first kind of food and the second time period? Right? What if I have meat after I finish the meal before benching? It's a little ambiguous. It's a machlokes. The Rashba thinks it's the most pasha thing in the world. That's still in the first category. And you have like a brachot all tosos that we didn't see, but later in Daf Mem Beis thinks it's the most pasha thing in the world is in the third category. And that you would make a brachot Rishona and Achrona. Well, we didn't see that yet. It's on the next Mishnah. Now, what are Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the Ritva and seemingly the Baal HaMor? The Baal HaMor is a little ambiguous, I must admit. He doesn't say a ton. It's a pretty short Baal HaMor. All right, so I'm not sure where he goes, so I will leave that for now. But let's say Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, who else was on the Makorah sheet? The Ra'ah and the Ritva. What did they say? And what way are they different from everyone?
They're saying that Rav Papa is relating back to the chain in the Menonah.
Exactly. See, Rav Papa is not talking about all foods. Obviously, there's a din for all foods. There must be a halacha for all foods. That's not Rav Papa's business. Rav Papa's working from Nachman from Nur Sheshes, who are only talking about Tain Ma'adavim. I know Rukia talked about all foods, but he was brought in as an aside. They're only talking about fruits. They're not talking about other foods. Right? What's their chap? Rav Papa Mayri Rak Bepeiros. He's only talking about Peiros. He's not talking about all foods. There are just three cases of Peiros. What are the three cases of Peiros then? What are the three cases of Peiros? Exactly. One case of Peiros is Peiros Lalafes Esapas. Some of the Rishonim add, like the Rashba, or if it's your main food, like the Hizkim Shami, where the guy said, well, all I have to eat is with my bread is Peiros. You know, I'm a weird batsav. What's the second case? Peiros during your Suda, but.
Not Olaf.
Exactly. Peiros. Meh. What do we could use them. Quinoa, right? Oh, no. Sorry, that's going to be confusing. Peiros. Bifnei Atzman. Right? I eat Peiros by themselves. And what's the third case? Are they like Rashi or Tosos?
Tosos.
They're only talking about one kind of food. It can't be talking about another kind of food, right? Clearly, they're also talking about timing. After the meal, before Birkas HaMazon, right? That's because after Birkas HaMazon wouldn't be a big fish. Even though before Birkas HaMazon, you still have to take a shot on it's all talking about three levels of pas. These are the three basic ways I understand. The details are myriad. These are the three basic ways of interpreting Rav Papa. Either he's talking about three different types of food, or he's talking about two different kinds of food. And a different time period, or he's talking about one kind of food, but eating it with, eating it without, eating it together with the bread, separately from the bread, or eating it at a different time period. Now, but here's why Yehuda said thing. But what about other kinds of food? In other kinds of food, do they agree with Rashi or with Tosfos? Like, what would they say about Mazon and Sova type foods? This is fruit. Fruit, if you put it on your bread, you put it on your bread. It obviously goes with the bread. If you don't put it on your bread, it's obviously just a treat. And after the suda is after the suda. But we haven't said svaras yet. What do they say about other kinds of food? So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say what he thinks about other kinds of food explicitly. He just says, and the Ri gave a different perush and gives this perush. He doesn't explicitly say, and am I in the Ri agreeing in halacha but disagreeing in perush? Or am I also disagreeing in halacha with him? I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah says what he holds about other kinds of food, whether he's like Rashi or Tosos. Like, where would the oatmeal go? He doesn't say. Or even where would the roast beef go? If Rashi, we're not sure if it's like a Bahak or not. He doesn't say. But all the other Rishonei Sfarad do say very explicitly, meaning the Rashi, whether we're on the Ritva, or all, regardless of the fact that he's not really the Ritva, but it's not on the same, very closely with Rashi. All say explicitly that Rav Papa's not talking about other foods. But you want to know who's right about other foods? Tosos is right. And I'm noted to think Rabbeinu Yonah would say that as well, but there's no way to know. Because he says, and the Ri gives a different shot on Rav Papa. He never says, and did I always agree with that all along? I just didn't think it was shot on Rav Papa? Or did I not agree with it all along? We're not sure, but at the very least, three out of the four we showed him I have here, I'm sure the Sifta has more Rishonim on the list. They also say there are three ways to explain, to interpret Rav Papa. They also structure it this way.
The approach is a little bit different.
Okay, so you can't win them all. I'll forgive him. But what do they say? They say they also Ladina they agree with Tosos about the Muzzin and Sova. They just don't think that's what our Papa's talking about. But they think it's true, it's just not what our Papa's talking about.
Can we claim there's different ways between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, like in two camps, right? How they're explaining Lafet Tafat. Lafet Tafat meaning it's two different things. One of them is a physical thing, and one of them is a type of food, more of a type of food.
According to the Bahag, yes. If you assume Rashi's like the Bahag, then yes.
Yeah, meaning, okay, so then you're just...
If Rashi's like the Bahag. If Rashi's not like the Bahag, then he's explaining exactly the same way, right? Whether it's with the bread or separately. So that depends if Rashi's like the Bahag.
The Bahag right? Like the Bahag, because like the whole meat thing is...
No, maybe Rashi thinks that a meat, you would say shako. How do you know?
Okay.
We don't know. You know, but if Rashi's like the Bahag, then you're right. Then it's a type of food. You're right. According to the Bahag... type of food, which is usually a lafes tapas, and not usually lafes es hapas. Okay, all the let me give as I use parentheses there are brackets to the Bahag. If we assume Rashi means like the Bahag, then you're right. Rashi says three types of food. Types of food you usually put on your bread, types of food you usually eat for sova, and types of food you usually eat not during meals, just for fun. Tosa says there are three kinds of food. Foods you eat for sova, foods you eat for two kinds of food, foods you eat for fun, and then there's after the meal. And the Rishonei Sfarad say that there are one kind of food, it's all peiros. There's three ways to eat it. You can eat it with the bread, eat it without the bread, or eat it after the meal. These are the three different ways of explaining Rav Papa before we get into Lavos. Now, just Tosas a bunch of kashas on Rashi. One of which is from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis, which Rashi makes himself tsaris there. I could have gotten out of it without Rashi there, but we didn't get up there yet, so I'm going to leave that for now. He has a few questions. One of his questions on Rashi, which the Rishonei Sfarad also ask on themselves. Meaning both Rishonei Ashkenaz and Provans. Rishonei Sfarad always also ask on themselves. The Rishonei Sfarad also ask on themselves. They say, hold on a second, the first line of Rav Papa is no chiddush.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If I eat something on the bread, if I eat something in my sandwich, everyone knows the Baruch Le'ikra Poter Satafel. Why do you need Rav Papa to tell us if it's a Mishnah? Right? Yeah. The Mishnah says that um hiding here someplace.
Got it.
That's what I thought. Oh, there it is. Yes. Zach Klal Kosher Iker Vimot Tfeilim Baruch Le Iker Poter Es HaTfeila. So, Yesh L'Hakshos. It's Pasha, it's a Mishnah. Tosfos doesn't have that Kasha. Tosfos doesn't have that Kasha. It's not at all Pasha that he calls it a Mishnah. Mapit Om. This is not, you're eating it totally separately from the bread. That's a big chiddush, right? For Tosfos, this is really a big chiddush. Yeah, that's a big super chiddush. But for Rashi and the Rishoni Sfarad, they all ask Kasha that it's not a chiddush. Now, if you interpret Rashi like the Bahag, I apologize for keeping it ambiguous whether Rashi like the Bahag or not, then maybe it's talk a bit of a chiddush. If it can go with the bread, even if it doesn't, you know, if you can put it in the sandwich, even if you put it separately, we still see it as tafel. Maybe it's a, if you're like the Bahag, then it's a chiddush. But if you're not like the Bahag, if you say Rashi smith dafka lalafes, then it's not a chiddush. Who answers what the chiddush is? The Rashba. What are the two answers of the Rashba?
One is for completeness.
So Rashba, first answer says,
just start.
Enachanami, there's no chiddush. Who says, when Rav Papa says three dinim, who says all three dinim have to be a chiddush? He has to say one din that's not a chiddush to introduce and provide context for the two dinim that are a chiddush. Okay, what's the Rashba's second answer?
There was one there at the time of the
Rashba. Oh, that's his third. I apologize for nitpicking. What's Rashba's second answer? That you know what the chiddush is? Chiddush is that even something which is not usually melafes, and we don't say butladaito. After all, we don't imagine jizz. We don't usually put fruit on bread, right? I mean, have you seen a lot of people? Eat like fruit sandwiches, and not jelly. You have a grape sandwich, or an orange sandwich, or an apple sandwich. Mm-hmm. You have?
No, why not jelly?
What?
Not jelly, but jam.
Because
jam is pieces of fruit.
And because they didn't have jam in their days. Right, they have fruits. What?
How could it possibly not
have okay, but nonetheless, what if we're talking about fruit band? Right? No one makes fruit sandwiches, to the best of my knowledge.
How about crumbling breadcrumbs on applesauce at the end of the meal?
But that's not a fruit sandwich.
But it's eating it with the bread.
Yeah, but it's the other direction. The bread is tough over the applesauce. So people don't usually have fruit sandwiches. You might have thought butler daito eitzel kol adam, and it's not really tafel. Kamash one that it's still tafel. From the Mishnah, you would have thought only things that most people eat as tafel are tafel. You know, like you put cream cheese on your sandwich, or you put salami on your sandwich. But we might have thought butler daito eitzel kol adam. No one eats apple sandwiches. Kamash one that, no, whatever you want in your sandwich is fine. Then the Rashba quotes the Baal HaMor, Haraz. What's the Baal HaMor's chiddush? And we'll have to come back to this as well. What does he say the chiddush is? From the Mishnah, you would only have known if I take out the sandwich and say a motzi. What's the chiddush of Rav Papa? Even if I said the bracha on a plain bread and then brought the lift on, brought the filling later, right? The chiddush is even if the peros were brought after birkas hamotzi. This is really a fascinating chiddush, right? Yeah. It's not so pashut. We might have thought, what do you mean? If I make a bracha on the ikra, I potter the tuffle if the tuffle's there to be pottered. But if the tuffle's not there at the time, then I only said hamotzi on the bread, then I didn't potter the tuffle. Kamashwan, I still potter the tuffel. Okay, why did I still potter the tuffel even though it wasn't there when I said hamotzi is a great question. We're not getting into this now, but either because, no, we assume in Hastam that either we assume in Hastam, when someone says a bracha, they're also mean to include things that they might be brought later.
Yeah.
Or because, no, the tafel doesn't really need a bracha at all. It's not that the tafel is really positive by the bracha of the ikker. The tafel is just exempt from bracha. In which case, okay, but that's a lumdus that we'll get to. What is Rabbeinu Yonah say, by the way? What is Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush? Which the Rashba agrees to even more strongly. He just doesn't think that's the chiddush of Rav Papa. What does he say the chiddush is? I hope it's in the Masechta. What is Rabbeinu Yonah says the chiddush is? Even if I eat the peros on the bread and separately, the separately is nigrar after what's on the bread and is still tafel. From the Mishnah, I would have thought only the peros that I eat on the bread, right? Only by the grapes I put in the sandwich are potter. What if I put grapes in the sandwich and on the side? I would have thought the grapes in the sandwich are potter, but the grapes on the side I have to say a bracha on. Kamachal Rav Papa, no. Once it's coming machal zasuda, it's all potter, even the grapes on the side. What tonight does he add? Only if, what's my order? Even peros on the side are potter. If I start with peros in a sandwich and end with peros in a sandwich. Okay. And I eat them on the side in the middle. If I start and end with peros sandwich. Meaning, I start by eating peros on my bread. Then I have some peros stam, and then I end with peros on my bread. Since I started on the bread and ended on the bread, all the peros are dragged together in a roll potter, which we wouldn't have known from the Mishnah. These are some of the pshatim as to how to answer what the chiddush of Rav Papa is, if you hold that he's talking about little lafis. Okay.
Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that Rav Huda and Rav Huda and Rav Shishan are arguing?
They are. They're arguing a case where I didn't eat them on the bread at all.
Yeah. No, about Tanim and Amin.
Yeah, if I don't eat the Tanim and Amin on the bread at all, Rav Huda Rav Nachman say Ha'etz and no Bracha Achrona, and Rav Sheshit says I say Ha'etz and Bracha Achat Me'in Shalosh. Okay. This is the basic lay of the land. How do we paskin? We definitely don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin like all the other pshatim. It could be all the other pshatim agree with each other. It could be Tosos would agree with Rishonei Sfarad. He just never discussed it. And Rishonei Sfarad, everyone but Rabbeinu Yonah says explicitly they agree with Tosos, and I'm going to assume Rabbeinu Yonah probably does as well. So that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Any meal food or non-meal food eaten in a sandwich is and needs no bracha at all. A sweets that are eaten not in a sandwich need a bracha rishona, not a chrona. And after the meal ends, then they need a bracha rishona and a chrona. But we will come back to that in a moment. Let's just analyze a little what are these svaras going on here. So let's take a look at the machlokas about bracha rishona. What's the explicit machlokas about bracha rishona? How about foods that are mazon masova and not malafis? Like daisa is a classic example. And if Rashi's not the mahag, I apologize that I keep confusing you or clarifying you, depending on where you're holding, then even meat and all our normal dishes. Right? So, what's the machlokas? How about Devarim Sheba'u Lemazon Visova? The low, Lelafes Es Hapas, Kigon Daisa, and Rashi has some other examples, right? He says, Daisa Kruv Utrudin, right? And all of our dishes if Rashi is not like the Bahag, right? If Rashi is like the Bahag, then meat, or even so, kugel. No one eats kugel on bread, right? So that would be like daisa. What about, let me say this a little better. Kugel daisa. And what about argaz? What are things that we don't eat with bread, but are definitely for muzzin and sova? Soup? Kugel?
Soup is eaten with bread.
No one takes a bowl of soup and eats it with bread. Maybe they dip their bread in the soup a little, but... kugel, fine. No one eats kugel on bread, right? I'm pretty sure I've never been to any Israeli store where they put kugel in a pizza.
Why are you trying to compare to how we eat today to what is said by the Shonim and reflecting back?
And kugel, and meat. Eaten by itself, if Rashi is not the Bahag, right, which we're not sure. Tosa seems to imply Rashi not the Bahag. So this is, what's the Chiddush? It's Ikur and Tafel. Ikur and Bahag, there'd be a bit of a Chiddush. Chiddush is, even if you eat it separately, we still consider Ikur and Tafel. But what's the din? According to Rashi, you need Bracha Rishona. And according to Tosfos and the other Rishonim, Hamotzi is poter. So, according to Rashi, now, what does Rashi say here? Rashi says explicitly, Eintun and Bracha, Tavlut Fela. According to Rashi, whose Svara is more obvious here, Rashi or Tosfos and all the other Rishonim? Now, what kind of things should be pater from bracha rishona? Another way of asking this is,
if you know the Talmud,
what is exempted by hamotzi? Says Rashi, only ba'ulilafes, only things from alafes. According to Tosfos, all meal foods. Whose far is more obvious?
Rashi.
Hamotzi lechem and aretz. What word is in that bracha?
Lechem.
So it's lechem and ikur and tafel. Okay, you have a kasha that's already in Mishnah. So you have some kasha. There's some little chiddush here beyond the Mishnah, that you might not have thought of in some weird half midah. But Rashi would say it's only lechem and that which is tafel to the lechem. What's tafel to the lechem? What's tafel to lechem is when you eat with the lechem, right? What does ikur and tafel mean? Ikur and tafel means I eat something and then 5 minutes later I eat something else. What does that have to do with ikur and tafel? Ikur and tafel means something is going along with, it's accompanying something else. It could be ikur and tafel, I'm drinking, I need it for some technical reason. I need a cone to hold my ice cream. Or I need bread to take away the sharpness of the Maliyah or Peroski Nosar or something. Or it could be, no, it's like a combination food. So Rashi, what's the Svara? Rashi is Pashut, right? Only Lechem and Tafel Lechem. Whatever's not tafel to the lechem, if I have a meal and I have bread and I also have oatmeal, the oatmeal is not tafel to the lechem. If I have bread and I also have pancakes, the pancakes are not tafel to the lechem. And, it's sufyaniyot. I have a meal and I have bread and sufganiyot. The sufganiyot aren't tafel to the lechem. The oatmeal is not tafel to the lechem. The kruv and trudim is not tafel to the lechem. The kugel is not tafel to the lechem. And therefore, I have to make a separate bracha. That makes a lot of sense. What?
And then lechem lechol doesn't mean they
don't. That's not Rashi thinks, obviously. Right? What about Tosfos? And the other Rishonim. What do they think? What's their svara?
The lechem has a bigger meaning.
So what does Joel say? Joel says, no, hamotzi lechem is not only a bracha on bread. Hamotzi lechem is a bracha on a suda. It's not a bracha on everything. It's not a bracha on a lollipop. Right? Even if lechem is a broad meaning, right? It's lechem in Tanakh is used in two senses. It's used to mean bread, and it's used to mean food. Right? Eretz asher lo miskeinos tocha ba lechem, shuto shel mikra means you eat food and you're not poor. The man, this is the lechem Hashem gave you. It's not bread. This is the food Hashem gave you. In the Mizbeach, you know, which obviously is used metaphorically because Hashem doesn't eat. Chazal don't talk about Hashem eating. Chazal talk about the Mizbeach eating. The Mizbeach also doesn't actually eat. It's something metaphorical, right? Achilus Mizbeach. What's called lechem in the parshios of the Karbanos? What's not called lechem, I don't think? The actual bread, the menachos. I don't know if the menachos are ever called lechem. I haven't done a search. What's called lechem all the time? The meat, the zvachim. The Karbanos is very broad. What you mean is the zvachim, the meat, right? Any Arabic speakers here? How do you say meat? In Arabic, meat is lechem. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Chumash. And you know what it is? Guess what? It's not a loaf of bread. right? Etc. Like the Arabic lachma. So we're not sure. Now, in all of Chumash, you could take this both ways. You could say, lechem means bread. And since bread is the main food, sometimes it's borrowed to mean food, but it really means bread. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem means the meat, not the bread, because really God doesn't eat anyway, and therefore it's all used in some borrowed meaning, and you can't bring any riyas from that. And the Arabs don't follow Maseches Brachos, so we don't have to take Arabic into account. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no. I mean, it's clear that in Chumash, lechem, you know, not only lechem, lechol, veget, lebosh, etc. Like, maybe no, it's not that lechem. Again, say, it's not that lechem means food. Lechem means bread, but bread is the main food. So sometimes we say bread as an example of food. But the other option is no. Since lechem is the main food, lechem means bread, and lechem also means food. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, you can call the Karbanos lechem, even though they're not food. We discussed this once before. And we're saying that maybe the word hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz is not a bracha on bread. It's a bracha on all foods. Who says explicitly, who's the one person on this Makorah sheet, who says explicitly that it's not the bread, it's that the bracha motzi lechem and aretz is going on all foods. What does the Rav say here? I mean, someone says even more explicitly, but there was Rav saying, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosos? He says that l'shitas Rashi is em tfeilim lepasu, because a pas potrosan. Right? But Tosos holds that it's not we did Ikara Tafel. Because, and then he quotes Tosos, Nira Disari, the Achilas Pas hold in Suda, the hold in Mesuim, the Chalaba, the Suda, Eno Tarach Levar, Chalav, the Lamisham, the Rikaza Pas, Messia Chesse, Love, Elmidin Suda, Nemar, Kolshaba Machza, Suda, Psocha, Suda, Eno Chayav, Bebracha, Fize, Yesh Lomar, etc. It's a din in the Suda. It's not that it's Tafel to the Pas. It's just a din, it's a birkas hasuda. And even a little before the Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan said this. What did the Aruch HaShulchan say? Let me read you the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, there are two pturim. Oh, there's something, the pas poter, that's not what Tos is talking about. And he says, Hashem Asher birkas hamotzi poteris. Not the pas is poter, hamotzi is poter. There's pas poter and there's hamotzi poter. Says Tosos talking hamotzi poter. Hamotzi is poter the suda, not the pas is poter. I mean, he says they're singing. Of course, the pas also poter. There's no reason not to have ikra tafel. But that's not what rapapa means according to Tosos. Rapapa means that's not rapapa. Meaning, if you might make a sandwich, then the pas is poter. That's regular old fashioned ikra tafel. That's not the chiddush of rapapa according to Tosos. Chesh Rav Papa Tosa said Hamotzi is Poter, and that's what Tosa is saying. Hamotzi is dealing with a Suda, and it's a special din of Suda. So one possibility is, meaning there's clearly some special din of Suda here. But you could say that, give me a second, you could say that, says the Rav. And the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not the pas that is poter, but hamotzi is poter the suda. It's the, it has nothing to do with the pas. Oh, why do you need pas? Well, you need pas because that pas is not a suda. But it's not because of the pas. It's because of the Suda. The pass is just a t'nai for the Suda.
Hasn't the Rambam said that explicitly?
The Rambam explicitly.
I mean, okay, here I'm a bit of two minds, because all the Rambam says is he quotes Rav Papa.
No, he three words.
What three words?
Hakol Tfeila Lasuda.
Aha. Okay, good. Hakol Tfeila Lasuda. So, the Hakol Tfeila Lasuda. So you're right. Hakol Tfeila Lasuda. He doesn't say Hakol Tfeila Lapas. So if Hakol Tfeila Lasuda, then maybe what you know what he means. Now you could say he means Lapas. But the pshat of the Rambam is Hakol Tfeila Lasuda. Everything is part of the Suda. So which would make sense why the Rav would think that way. Now, again, we have no idea. Rambam here is very mysterious, right? Because the Mishnah says we don't even know if he's like Rashi or Tosfos, even though the Lechem Mishnah thinks he can't figure it out. But the Rambam is very satum here, is not very revealing.
Except for that phrase.
But that phrase, Hakol, right? You could add the Rambam. What does he say? What's his Lashon again? Hakol Tfeila Lasuda. And not Hakol Tfeila Lepas.
Then you're only the exact opposite. If you walk on the Suda, you wouldn't need to say top of the Suda.
If that's what that
are the Suda,
right. That's why I'm a little skeptical. That's why I put it in parentheses. So I'm not 100% sure. Let's just look. What's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? That maybe Hamotzi is a bracha on the pas. Right? Hamotzi is a bracha on the pas. But maybe you're not going to deny that there's some relevance of Suda here. I think. Why are you not going to deny the relevance of Suda? Because for Birch HaMazon, it depends. Bracha Corona, it depends if it's Tocha Suda or Achra Suda. But maybe even though there is, maybe even though it's a bracha on the pas, let me see if I can read you from the Ritva. Lomi din Tfeila. It's not Iker and Tafel. He's not Rashi. So Mikri Tfeila Klaluk Shenechal Imo Kigon Dvar Mavamu Lafes HaPas. I mean, what did the Rishon Ra'ah say? Rav Papa wasn't dealing with other foods, but you know who was? Ben Zoma, who we haven't read yet. But the next line says, Shalu is Ben Zoma, they ma'am redvarma bar machtasu besochasu de inutun abrachal of thing v'lachreim amrli holo apaspo trasa. That, he thinks, is talking about even other foods. He says, Lomi did tfeila, because it's not called tfeila unless it's eaten mamish with it, like laf is a pas. But it's not called tefillah, it's not lafza pas. Elohachi kamar. Hold the pas potrasa, mishum the pas hu ikar, hu pas choshev, hu kedai lifters kulan sheban machma suda. Pas is the ikar and patters everything else when they're in a suda. The avagav the lav fela, so uka tefillah, fisha pas ikar suda l'chol adam. Even though they're not tafel, still it's ke'ilu, it's tafel, because the pas is the ikar suda for everyone. But he's saying that, he's also saying it's in suda. But it's not that Hamotzi is on the Suda. Hamotzi is on the pas, but in the context of Suda, there's a new kind of Ikar Ratafel. The normal Ikar Ratafel is this is helping that. There's a new kind of Ikar Ratafel. You have a unit called the Suda. Within that unit, there's a main part and a secondary part. That's another kind of Ikar Ratafel. One second, I'll take all the questions. Okay. And the Ra'ah says the same thing. Mm-hmm. Says the Ra'ahir and Debra Masko Shalouis Ben Zoma. He says, Lamidin Tfela, again, the Lokashim will make Tfela Klaal Shenechli Mo, Elohachim, our whole path to trust him to pass Iker Suda. Who pass Chashiv Gedai Lifters Kul and Shavu and Machos Asuda Fishu Eker Shul Chal Adam, right? Same, almost word for word. Says the, and I think that's what the Rish and the Ra'ah are saying. They're saying, of course, it's special in the Suda, but it's not that Hamotzi is not a bracha on the pass. What they're saying is, and I think this is the Ra'ah and the Ritva, is that Hamotzi is a bracha on the pass, but since pass is Iker Suda, everything in the Suda is Tafel to the pass. It is Iker and Tafel, but it's a new kind of Iker and Tafel, that everything in the Suda is Tafel to the pass. And that's what Daniel was saying, that in the Rambam he says Tafel the Suda. Maybe according to the Aruch HaShulchan, on the Rav, he should have just said, Bechlal HaSuda. Maybe Tafel HaSuda really means Tafel to the past Eker Suda. Maybe he really means like the Ram, the Ritva. And therefore, the Rambam is a little ambiguous, and it's hard for me to say for sure, because on the one hand, he doesn't say Tafel HaPas. On the other hand, he doesn't say Bechlal HaSuda. He says Tafel HaSuda, which is a very ambiguous Lashon. Dinim.
Just another question on sorry, explain why is the Lashon of Min Haaretz?
What?
They explain the
Russian and that's interesting. If it's a bracha on the Suda as opposed to the pass, then why Min Haaretz? After all, there are things in the Suda that don't come from the Aretz. that is a great question. They don't. I think what you have to say is that maybe there's two layers of meaning to this bracha. It means the bread and it means the Suda. And the minhara is referring to the bread layer. But it's, I have to think of that more. Okay, Avi's upset at me. I erased him.
So I wasn't completely precise. The Rambam doesn't add three words, he adds 12 words. And the other words are important too.
Okay.
Because he says, Ela birkas hamotzi shebetchila birkas hamazon shebetzof poteres hakol. Making, equating birkas hamotzi in the beginning and birkas hamazon in the end, it's Birkas HaMazon is certainly on the Suda. It seemed to imply that Birkas HaMazon is on the
Suda. Okay, you're making an assumption.
I'll make assumptions.
Yes. Okay, well, let's leave that as a something that needs further Ian for now. I'm sorry, who did his hand on first?
Isn't that the Shita of Rechia? Who says, Pat Poter Kol Minei Ma'akal?
Ah, so no. Rechia holds Pat is Poter Kol Minei Ma'akal. Mamish kol minei machal, anything. We say no, pot is only potter things that are part of the Suda, because only within the Suda it's the Iker. And fruit is not part of the Suda, because it's not machal a Suda. Meaning, it's almost Rechia. Rechia says pot is potter kol minei machal, but he says pot is potter everything, even something that's not really part of the Suda.
Right.
We say no, pot is only potter things that are part of the Suda, because it's the Iker of the Suda, and they're the top of the Suda. But grapes and fruits are not part of the Suda, so pot's not potter.
So he would be working, or he was working like that second score, the bottom score, right?
Yes, but he's taking it further. But he's saying it's not just anything in the Suda, it's even anything which is just near the Suda.
Right.
It's not anything which is really part of the Suda, it's anything which is just sneaks into the Suda. That the difference is subtle.
Maybe the argument that we had before, that really the bracha for hamotzi should be mubarim in emizonos. It's only when you have a kizayis you make hamotzi. So that's saying that you're really talking about the difference between eating bread and having a suda or a substantial amount of bread.
Correct. I mean, the rite is assuming hamotzi is not a bracha on bread, it's a bracha on suda. But I still think you go either way. It's a bracha on the suda, not really on the bread. Or it's a bracha on bread in the context of Suda.
No, I'm just trying to defend the Rav's position. I say even if you're cholik on the right, but you're just cholik on
right.
The
okay, fair.
You know, fair. The
okay. The now I just I want to at least finish up the page the svaras. This is I think the I'll mention one or two other things. This is a very very crucial chakira. Assuming forget about Rashi. Forget about Rashi. Rashi is gone a long time ago. The
he's still
no Paskin's like Rashi.
He's still on the board, really.
Okay, fine. Now Rashi's eternal, right? What do you mean? Rashi's eternal. Rashi was in Shir in Washington Heights when the Rav in the Rav days.
But the Rav of the Rav of
right. Reminds me of the famous Purim spiel they did one year in YU. You know, the Rav, he didn't like what we showed him in Philly, especially not the Meiri. So they did a Purim spiel one year with Rav's doing Shir, and some guy dressed up, you know, the Rambam comes in, and the Raivid, and Rashi, and Levitan, and the Rav is Shakal the Tari with them, etc. All of a sudden, the Meiri walks in, and stands up, and says, "You didn't get out of my Shir." But, okay, a little honor.
The
what?
Okay.
The anyway, the so the Aruch HaShulchan says that he might be a nafkamina of this Chakira, which is a very interesting nafkamina. The Magen Avraham has a suffix. Says the Magen Avraham, what about these Maisim B'chol Yom? I have some suffix. I'm not sure what the bracha is. So what does everyone do if they're not sure what the bracha is? No, but I'm also not sure what the bracha achrona is, so that's not going to help.
You
eat a bread meal. Right? Remember, we saw sufganiyot, right? If you have a lot of sufganiyot, it's machlokes in the Beit Tam versus the Rash and the Ramban, the eating a bread meal, etc. Everyone always eats, right? Rav Lichtenstein used to eat half the foods in the world in a bread meal because he was kosher for all kinds of sfeikos. So, says the Magen Avraham, hold on, I'm not sure if that works. He says, if you're only eating a little bread to, like, for some technical, clever reason, then how can you say everything's tufel to the bread? Think about it. I really want to eat. What do I really want to eat? I really want to eat the Pizza Hut deep-fried thick-crust pizza, which is a blila oven that's deep-fried. So blila oven that's deep-fried, that's hamotzi, and I'm getting kolei suda, so who cares if it's a rich dough? That's hamotzi according to Rabbeinu Tam, but mazonos according to the Rash and the Ramban, I don't know what to do, so the Mechaber already told me what to do. He said the proper thing to do is to eat it with bread. So I asked the person behind the counter, I said, you have like a scrap of bread, because I have some bread that I can eat to get out of the suffix brachos on this pizza. And they find me a scrap of bread, and so then I get out of the suffix brachos. Says the Magen Avraham, I'm not sure if that works at all. No, even worse than that works. The suffix brother works. That's the worst, right? I'm not sure if that works at all, because how can you say it's tuffle to the bread? It's not tuffle to bread. The bread is tuffle to it. I'm only eating this little piece of bread because I have some technical problems with my sufganiyot and my pizza right sufganiyot challenge. It's already the eighth day of Hanukkah. Lo aleinu, it's chavim yisrael kan to be yisur. Don't try this at home. It's the eighth day of Hanukkah. I have to eat eight sufganiyot. And so I don't know, same exact machlokes. If someone gives me a little bread, right? Someone donates to me the top that he cut off the pita, so I can eat my eight sukaniyot. Right? The bracha rishon is a suffix. The bracha achrona is for sure a birkas hagomel. Anyway, so says the Magen Avraham, who says that works? You just got to do another suffix. Maybe it's maybe the bread is potter. Maybe it doesn't because it's not really tuffle to the bread. That is the Magen Avraham. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. What?
According to the Rashi
Shatz, it is not possible to kiss it. I'm pointing my finger at you. According to the Rashi Shatz, it's not possible to kiss it. It's tamshil because it's chilaso sufkinin v'sofo sufkinin.
It's chilaso sufkinin, but it's mizonos.
Oatmeal is mizonos, and no matter how much I eat, I don't say hamotzi.
I didn't go that far. I didn't
okay.
Say that.
According to many poskim, Wheaties is mizonos, but no matter how much I eat, I don't say hamotzi. Wheaties is mizonos. That's what
I mean.
We can talk about this later, so we discussed it once. Rabosai, says the Magen Avraham, I'm not sure, says Mishnah Brura, don't use this as a solution. when you're not sure what the bracha is, don't eat a little bread with it, because you're not going to solve your problem. You're just going to make yourself more problems, because we're not sure if it's really tuffle to the bread or not. Now, how do you analyze this suffix? Interestingly, so I put the premier gun in brackets. You could look at that. We're not going to get into it now. But where is this? Mr. Brewer, he's just quoting Magna Vrum. I just don't have Magna Vrum with me. I don't want to eat bread. I'm just eating a little bread to pot or something. The Achron is the Magna Vrum. And then a few people quoted the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham is chiddush. Just other people copy paste the Magen Avraham. D'yesh l'stapin yochel potom. D'lo shaykh lo mashin nitpalim la'pas. Kim shaloy yachafetz ba'achiloso. Kalsh can't be less than a kezayis. Okay, then for sure it's a suffix. But you need a kezayis. But you don't want to eat the bread. So one option would be, no. So you know what you have to do if you want to have these sufganiyot or other things, anything you're a subject about? You have to, one, eat bread, and then you have some geschmack bread. And then you could be yotzi the suffix. Not just a yotzi zayin bread. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, l'fizeh ma'asher isi mishin is tapik, etc. He says, I don't understand the suffix. Bishlama, if it was midin pas poter, then I would understand. Maybe the pas can't be poter if you don't want the pas and you're just eating the pas for a technical reason. How can you say the pas is ikra and everything else is tafel? He says, but for me, what do you say? Bishlama ptoria machas pas volvaj shavarim zabkinim azeh. Avol ptoria machas birksam motzi gamkein. Kim jabircha motzi nifu kolam acholam abon machas asuda afilo achol pas rakazais. Okay, he admits you need kazais. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says a nafkamina. What's his nafkamina? He says, if it's that Hamotzi is poter, then... If it's that Hamotzi is poter, then... Afilu eino rotze pas... Klal hamotzi poter kol hamacholim. Even I don't want the bread. Who cares about the bread? I'm not trying to make a tuffle to the bread. I'm just trying to include it in the hamotzi by having chalosuda. You can't deny it's chalosuda. But he says, if it's really that it's a kind of ikra tuffle, it's a new kind of ikra tuffle. Rashi doesn't know about this new kind of ikra tuffle. He only knows about the old kind of ikra tuffle. There's a new kind of ikra tuffle. Then... Ulai pas eno poter shar macholim im rotze shar hamacholim below hapas. And that is this is the Aruch HaShulchan on his derech, and this is the Magen Avraham. You could also say those two stuff in Magen Avraham's suffix. If you want. Either he's sure that it's medium pas poter, he's just not sure when the pas is the ikker, or he is a suffix goof about this Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, this is the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, what if it's clear that the pas is not the ikker? If hamotzi is birkas asuda, who cares if the pas is ikker or not? It's a halo suda, hamotzi patters everything. We don't really care about ikker and tafel. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. And that's the rough. But if you say no, like they're on the rich, but it's just a new kind of ikra tafel. If the new kind of ikra tafel, and that's the lashon of Fury Shonim, is they use lashon of ikra and tafel. If it's just ikra and tafel, then normally the pas is the ikra. But in this case, we all know the pas is the tafel, and therefore it's not going to help. That is the nafkamina of the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll just add one other thing. Give me a second. Which is that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that there may be a Tzvei Dinim here. Which also, meaning every Tzvei Dinim is really just a Nafkamina, which gets Tzvei Dinim, right? What is the Nafkamina? He makes a Tzvei Dinim out of it, but every Tzvei Dinim is really a Nafkamina, right? So this is Nafkamina 1. What is Nafkamina 2? Let's stick it in here someplace. Is what about if... Now, your Das... Back to the Balamor, but, or more radically to the Balamor, your das was not on the other food at all? What if your das was not on the other food at all? The that is the discussion of the Mechaber and Ramah. Just give me 2 minutes, and we'll have to get to benching and Murrer next time. We're not going to get to benching or Halacha L'maaseh or Murrer. So you can ask me where we finished. I'll tell you in advance, Chaim. Oh. We're still in the middle of 48 Chiluk 2 because we dealt with the Bracha Rishona part, but we didn't talk about Bracha Achrona.
Right,
and we're also going to end off in the middle of 49.1 in between the first half of 1 and the second half of 1.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Says the Shulchan Aruch here. Please give me your ears. Romans countrymen. He says I'm on the wrong page, that's why I can't find it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im acha shabirch al pas shochulo mi beis achirin she'enu samchol leim lo yadaito ladorom, feeling the garb shadark and lovel lach the pas tor levarch aleim kedin nimlach. If your friend sends you a present in the middle of your meal, and clearly it wasn't your das originally, then you need to say another bracha on it, because it wasn't your das originally. Says the Ramah, the Lord is his herb hazeh. No, I never saw people careful about it. In your own house, you have das in everything in your house. That's a rule that post can assume. When you're eating a meal, you have das to eat everything in your house. Because you know how meals are. You eat one thing, you eat another thing, you eat another thing. But if you get something in the mail that you weren't expecting, the Amazon package comes early, you weren't expecting it, and you eat it in your meal, you need to take another bracha, because it wasn't your das. It says the Ramah, Flora Isin is harm bazah. I haven't seen people nizer. No one ever makes another bracha on things that arrive in the middle of their meal. It might be because everyone's stam das is that they want to pater anything someone brings them in their suda. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Tes says that he really does not agree with the Ramah, but he makes it Tzvei Dinim. He says, you know what? Maybe it depends, because he really holds Tzvei Dinim, it depends on why Hamotzi Patras thinks. If Hamotzi Patras thinks it's Mamish a din of Iker V'Tafel, okay, this will have to. If Hamotzi Patras thinks it's Mamish Iker V'Tafel, then, if it's mamish tafel, then it goes with the bread, and you don't need a new bracha. Well, here's, you can have it in mind. It goes with the bread. That was Rabbi Yonah's point. But if a pater thinks it's a birkas asuda, then okay, think about it this way. Ha'etz is a bracha on fruit. What if I originally think I need two fruits, and then change my mind and need a third fruit? I'd say another ha'etz. It's a bracha on fruit. I only had in mind two fruits, not three. It's a bracha on suda, but I only had in mind some suda foods, not others. So what do I mean here? It's not, says the... He's really, what does the Aruch HaShulchan do? He says, I'm going back to Rashi. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says there's Beis Dinim. What are the Beis Dinim? There's Rashi and his Pshat and Tosos. There's one din of Iker V'Tafel. That's only for Malafis. There's another din of Birkas HaTsuda, Hamotzi Poter. And that is, even if you're not Malafis, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll just put him here, one of the two dinim. Lefi Aruch HaShulchan. One is like Rashi, that the pas is poter midin eker v'tafel, and that is only lalafes. And the second din, based on Tosfos, is that now hamotzi is poter, and that is even eaten separately. And he says, what's the nafkamina that one of these midin ikar v'tafel and the other one is midin mosi poter? The nafkamina is, if you have a case of sholchu lo mibeis chaveiro, they send you surprise more food, if im lifeis bo es hapas eno mavarich. Why? Because if you're using ikar v'tafel, the tafel is always packed by the ikar. Even if you don't have to have in mind for ikar and tafel. But if you pick some motzi, you say it's a bracha on all foods. It's only a bracha on foods you have in mind. M lo li face bo es hapas sarich levarich. Basically, what he's saying is that in ikar a tafel, you don't have to have it, as long as you have the ikar in mind, even if you didn't have the tafel in mind, it's potter. But if a motzi is a bracha on all foods, it's only a bracha on foods you have in mind, not a bracha on foods you did not have in mind. And I just want to end, and then I'll take the question, that this Aruch HaShulchan is really found in the time of Yerushalayim, the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Yesh Ga'onim Cholkan Hazeh, and what does these Ga'onim say? He says, first he says, everything is Pater. Then he says, Vadei Dvar HaMiuchadim L'Lafes K'yom Basar O'Beitzim V'Dagim L'Vinim V'Cholav O'Tavshal Shirach Shol Eilu Ein Chashim Mazim Dei Atzman Afni Yuchadim L'Lafes Afni Shlohayu L'Shulchum Shashabir HaLechem V'Gam Eilu L'Lohayu V'Daito Shiviru Osam El Shehu V'Achar Kachter Mikra. Also, they weren't on the table and you didn't have in mind. It was a Mikra. Even if you eat it with and what does he say? He says he doesn't say the lovers, and he adds one thing: even if you're laughing with oatmeal, doesn't help. But this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Aruch HaShulchan. The lundus is only in the Aruch HaShulchan. But the halacha of that lundus is already in the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if I get a surprise delivery of cream cheese or roast beef to put on my sandwich, I don't say a bracha. But if I get a surprise delivery of oatmeal or kugel, then I do say a bracha. Why? Because one of them is midin ikar v'tafel, and the other one is not midin ikar v'tafel. Midin ikar v'tafel, once it's tafel, it's covered with amotzi, even though I didn't have it in mind. But the other one is, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say the logic, that I was the logic, so the other one is a din that hapas, is the din that hamotzi patters, hamotzi only patters things I have in mind, not things I did not have in mind, which basically is a potential nafkamina here. He's not dealing with this. Maybe if you say the hamotzi patters, then you would have to have it in mind. If you say it was kind of a kertuffel, maybe even if you didn't have it in mind. Okay, so we've seen here, we've dealt with bracha rishona. We have to come back to bracha achrona, summarize halakha l'maisa, except for cake, which we need two other sugyas to add in. And talk briefly about Murr. The only thing we'll spend a long time on is why Bracha Achrona is different than Bracha Rishona, right? Because it's the middle case where we differentiate Bracha Rishona from Bracha Achrona. Basically, we had three ways of reading our Papa. We had a fundamental machlokas, whether Hamotzi only covers Malafes or covers meal food. And then we asked, Rashi is very Pasha, Ikar V'Tafel, is Tosa just an expanded Ikar V'Tafel? A Suda makes an expanded, a new kind of Ikar V'Tafel, or is it not Ikar V'Tafel at all? Just that Hamotzi is not on bread. Hamotzi is on a meal. And a Nafkamina might be, what if it's clear the bread is not the Ikar, because you're just eating it for technical reasons? If Hamotzi is a meal, Hamotzi is a meal. If it's an expanded Ikar V'Tafel, it wouldn't apply. And that also might affect the question, if you didn't have it in mind. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, even though we pass like Tosos, we don't reject Rashi, we make it Svedinim with Rashi. Once he thinks Tosos is not Ikar V'Tafel, he can easily say there's one din of Ikar V'Tafel, one din of Pas Potrosan, and Hamotzi Potrosan, right? Pas Poter. And Hamotzi Poter in the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Nafkamina is whatever Hamotzi is Poter, you need to have had in mind. Whatever the Pas is Poter, as long as you have the Pas in mind, you don't have to have the lift on in mind, and we'll continue with Mirza Hashem next time.
People are coming in and bringing you food.
Correct. Although in Purim you might say everyone agrees you have das that people are going to bring you food.
Eat anything they bring.
Yeah, that seems pretty reasonable, right?
We had another nafkamina on Daf Mem where we mentioned actually share them hefsik and brachos. If after mikamotzi, make a hefsik with tzorach tavshil if Rambam says, or only tzorach tavshil.
That's a very good point. Right, we said earlier Daf Mem. Right,
and that would mean
is only talking about the bread is not a hefsik after a motzi, or talking about anything that meal is not a hefsik after a motzi? That might.
No.
Okay. You should have shouted earlier. Right. It slipped my mind. If anyone's here, Yoni reminded me that I meant to chazer, but I didn't chazer. We said another potential nafkamina in the sugya of hefsek of Tol Bruch. right? What are the Gidrei Hefsek? Gidrei Hefsek, do we say any talk about the meal is not a Hefsek? That's, and then the Rambam would be like, maybe, or only, like Rashi, talk about the bread is not a Hefsek. If the bracha's on the bread and everything else is tafel, then talk about the bread would not be Hefsek. If the bracha's on all foods, then talk about any food would not be Hefsek. So thank you for reminding me of that. Okay. Anyone who wants to ask questions, I'm here all day. Yeah.